John Kinjemi joins us in studio now. Going to go over practice, day three of training camp already. John was out there. We all were out there. Obviously, we've got to start with the fact that they were in pads. Nice to see a little bit of hitting. Not too much today, but we certainly got the impression there will be more to come.
Well, I'm sure the guys weren't too happy about it because, you know, it's hot and it's humid and the guys, you know, have to get acclimated to running around like that. And you could just talking to the guys after practice, you could see that shape is not something they're worried about, but football shape and being in the pads and those guys having to wear pads now in the pants, a little bit different for some of the skill guys and maybe not so much for the linemen, but those legs probably got heavy towards the end of practice. So it was one thing to get adjusted to that, but it was a good day, I think, in day three for the defense. I think the defense came out and really set the tone in the pads for the practice today. The theme of the offseason, Jesse and guys, has been forcing turnovers, coming up with interceptions, coming up with strip balls. You know, you can scoop and score. That happened today at practice. There were three interceptions. Clemens had one, Danelle Ellerbe had one, and Jimmy Wilson had one at the end of practice. And that's something that you like to see because in talking with Jimmy afterwards, he put the number at 17 dropped possibly interceptions last year for this defensive unit. And last year they came up with 11 forced fumbles, only got five of those in recovered fumbles. So DeAndre Presley had a nice strip of a Michael Agnew pass down the middle. You know, it was a scoop and score situation. The defense came up with it. So it was good to see the defense shine a little bit today because the quarterbacks have been throwing the football well over the past 2 days.
You know, and when you look at it from a, excuse me, from a defensive back standpoint, you know, I see a lot more guys out there, Juice, from a defense back standpoint, trying to undercut, trying to get in front of the ball, trying to be, you know, trying to get themselves between the receiver and the football. And I think you're starting to see that mindset that once that ball is up in the air, hey, it's mine, it's as much mine as it is yours, and they're going after it. It seems like for years we've watched where it was always the defensive back making the late move or just trying to get a hand in or trying to do whatever he can to recover. Now there seems to be that, you know, that quick break, undercut, try to make the play. And to me, that's a good thing to say because it shows an aggressiveness in the backside of your defense to go after those turnovers.
And, you know, when you hesitate like that in this game, you're late. You cannot hesitate. Once you make your mind up and you see the play, you got to believe it's happening. You got to make that reaction because these quarterbacks are that good. If you hesitate that much, you know what open is, John. It's not that much in this league. If you hesitate, it makes a guy pretty much wide open.
And it only takes one guy to set the tone in that defensive secondary. He's wearing 21 now, and he's a new Miami Dolphin. That's Brent Grimes. It gets contagious after a while.
Yeah, it absolutely does. John's going to have a blog up later today at thefinsiders.com, some of his practice observations. I think an obvious one to write about today were the tight ends. Saw some really nice passes from Ryan Tannehill and some really nice catches by those guys.
What I saw of the tight ends, there's a couple different groups among the group of tight ends. You have Dustin Keller and Charles Clay, who had an excellent performance today because they were able to run down the seam, able to stretch the defenses, and able to know when it's zone coverage where those soft spots are in option routes and out routes. They were able to catch the football cleanly and then move upfield. And then you have different body types at tight end. You have the Deion Sims, you know, the rookie guy, the big guy, big body guy that you're going to have to fight through him to get to the football. And I think Kyle Miller is one of those guys that floats under the radar a little bit. All he does is catch the football every time you watch on the other field. He's catching the football and he's going upfield. And today, you know, Michael Agnew did some good things, but the one thing you hate to see is have him catch the football and then get it stripped, you know, away from him. So he's going to have an uphill battle to be able to get into this conversation about making this 53-man roster. But I really liked what Dustin Keller and Charles Clay did today. They showed their athleticism. They showed that they're versatile. And I think that adds well to what Mike Sherman wants to do in offense, to put him in different places in the scheme and sets to be able to put pressure on opposing defenses.
You look at what they're doing now in sets, and you know it's still early in training camp, but you'll start looking at early indications. And Deion Sims is getting a lot of he's lining up a lot. I mean, he's lining up in the two tight with the first group. I've seen him out there. You see him mixing into some different situations. And look, I haven't seen enough of him to know how he catches the football in these situations. But I tell you, you look at him out there and you say, that's a football player right there.
I mean, he's a big man.
He's a big man. He moves well. He's got that, you know, I was talking to someone up there today, we were watching. He moves with instinct. He's not thinking about what he's doing. He's just doing it. And and you like that out of a young guy like that. He's going to get – I don't know where he's going to be when the regular season starts, but he's certainly going to get every opportunity, and he looks the part right now.
Yeah. No, he's been one of the big, big guys that we noticed this summer, yep. even before training camp started, and that's sort of continuing now through training camp. Let's talk a little bit about Ryan Tannehill. I think there's a three-throw sequence kind of early on, one of the early team drills that defined his day a little bit. It was a great pass in the seam to Dustin Keller, followed by a beautiful pass to Charles Clay, where, I mean, you talk about threading the needle. He it's exactly what he did right there. Followed on the next one by a Chris Clemens interception that was taken all the way back, and that's the kind of day it was for Tannehill, I think.
Well, I think that's good for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. I think that, you know, the offense is going to shine. They're going to have their moments. Ryan Tannehill has thrown the ball cleanly for 2 days today. You know, he had a little bit of a roller coaster day, and it was all started by getting stepped on by one of those big offensive linemen where he goes down in a heap when the first play of team. But, you know, you have to give credit to the defense as well. It was a good break on the football by Chris Clemens. I'm not sure what the under route by the tight end was that kind of clouded that window for him, but Chris broke on the football, and he caught the football cleanly. He was able to go the distance. So, you know, you're going to have some plays like that, but you have to applaud the defense sometimes too.
Absolutely. And we got a defensive guy here, yeah. in addition, you know, to John being here, and a wide receiver in OJ. It's funny because you hear from different people and you get a different take on this thing. Mm-hmm. For instance, there was some great success that Joe Philbin talked about today from the two linebackers, Ellerby and mm-hmm. Wheeler, blitzing through the A-gap. And he was saying, hey, yeah, it was great. They got in a bunch. But then also, hey, you don't like to see a couple of linebackers in the A-gap. So I imagine when the coaches go and watch this film, they can discern whether this was a good play by a defensive player or a poor play by an offensive player. But, Bo, that's one of those tough things for those of us watching live, whether you're a fan, media, former player, or whatever. We don't get the benefit of kind of going yeah. back and seeing exactly what happened on that play.
John, you can address this, and I've long been a proponent of this during training camp or these types of situations, and I see it every year where a quarterback puts a ball up there, it's intercepted, oh, geez, what a horrible throw. I'm of the ilk that says, look, I want my quarterback to learn what throws he can make. I want him to take those chances, excuse me, during training camp. I want him to throw those – see if I can fit the ball into that window in training camp, because if it doesn't work, I'd rather have it not work here than try to experiment in the game. So to me, it's a great training ground for a quarterback, especially a young guy like Ryan Tannehill, with new receivers, to see what throws I can make, what throws fit in there. And look, if it gets picked off, I know better next time. And when you sit in with the coaches in those meetings, say, Coach, you know, hey, I hadn't made that throw before. I want to see if I can fit it in there. I couldn't, you know, next time I need a little more room. So I got to think at some point that's got to be the mindset of a quarterback out here trying to build his way to what Ryan wants to be.
You want to play clean all the time, but yep. there's times that you're making a split-second decision and you like what you see and you feel like you can throw the football in there. You have to give credit to somebody else. I made the right throw, but he made a better play. Yeah. But now you're going to go back and you're going to talk with Mike Sherman. You say, you know what? This is why. Do you see the leverage here? Now you can feel where your receiver was. Maybe it was a fact that the receiver needed to have outside leverage of a yard or two with his route to give you a bigger window. So it goes hand in hand with a throw that you think you can make and a relationship of where that receiver might, you know, go the next time to give you more room in that window. It's back and forth, but that's why we're watching practice and we're critiquing all this. They're trying to get better so that when the Cleveland Browns are out on the field against Ryan Tannehill, he'll know leverage, he'll know coverage, and he'll know if he can make that throw or not.
I like the fact that they're putting him under fire so much already. You know, sometimes when you get into camp and it takes a couple of weeks before you start working all these blitz packages and having to, you know, decide what you're going to do when the blitz is coming. I like the fact that we're right away in pads. They're going bringing all these blitzes at these guys. It's going to help them all out in the beginning. And plus, you know, you get to see how fast this defense really is. You know, and you got a defense that's that fast. We're not going to see defenses that fast all the time. So it's a great look for the offense no matter what.
Everything John was just talking about, and that sort of also goes, OJ, with the wide receivers and quarterbacks having to get on the same page mm-hmm. and all that chemistry and working together that we've talked about a lot, right? That all ties in?
Yeah, exactly. And when Brandon gets in here, it's going to be really critical for him because the guy in the slot really has to make so many adjustments when all these blitzes are coming. He's the guy that really does more side adjustments than anybody. Outside guys, a lot of times they'll have a free release. The guy in the slot and Dustin Keller and guys like that, they really have to see these blitzes coming, wonder if they're hot, what their breakoff's going to be. So it's just a great look for those guys.
Awesome. We'll talk all about this with wide receiver Brandon Gibson. He's going to join us live in the studio coming up in the next couple of minutes. John, excellent practice report. Look for his blog at thefinsiders.com later this evening.